This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. An important anniversary and an important week, you might say, for the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, which we've talked about a time or two on this program. It's their birthday, among other things. So we're going to talk about that with Leanne Porter, the founder of said diaper bank. Congratulations and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're excited. We're turning three. We're a toddler.
You're almost at the point where you don't need diapers anymore.
I know. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe we're potty trained. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess it just depends. But, you know, I wouldn't know. But, you know, just being an uncle, I get to stay as far away from that as I possibly can. But,
I mean, that's a good plan for some people.
Yeah. You know, it's probably that would stress me out. But, you know, that's just me. But, you know, it's fear of the unknown is really kind of, you know, a problem for me. But anyway, so you started 3 years ago, and man, have you grown in that time or what?
Yeah, we started, so it was September 29th. We did all our incorporation stuff and said, we're gonna do this thing. And so we just thought it was going to be Galesburg, Knox County. And now we're five counties. We get calls every week for neighboring counties that we don't serve, even calls from all around the state.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I just did not imagine it was going to be like this when we started.
So I know we talked about it before, but what led you kind of down that path? What led you to want to start something like this here? Other than the fact that it wasn't here already.
Yeah, it wasn't here already. But when my son, who's 15, William, when he was 6 months old, I went from being a stay-at-home mom to a single mom with three kids. Mm-hmm. Had to, you know, kind of put all the pieces together when my first husband left. And there was just a point where I couldn't afford diapers. I needed things like diapers, laundry soap, dish soap, the things that aren't really covered on programs like WIC, food stamps, went to different social service agencies, and this just wasn't a resource that they had. And so it was a hard period for me.
Sure.
But then, of course, years down the road, different circumstances where I saw people filling different needs, read some articles about diaper banks and diaper need throughout the country was totally something I could relate to. And when I was seeing people starting them in their homes, I was like, oh, well, I mean, I have a house. This is something that maybe I could do, and it wasn't happening here. And in reaching out and researching, we found that a lot of the social service agencies in the community, they either didn't have diapers, or the chances that they had the size that you were going to need were probably going to be kind of slim for you. And so we set out to kind of fill that gap to make sure that we, as a community, would have that resource available and put it in the hands of people doing good stuff.
And you started in your house, and you moved to one building, then you moved to another building. And
we're not moving again. I'm not a fan of moving. So
I'm not either, and I've done it more than I'll ever confess to. But,
yeah.
But you know, I imagine that's got to be kind of a mixed emotions type of a thing, right? Because, you know, you're serving so many people, and you're providing a great need. But I imagine you probably didn't imagine, rightly or wrongly, how big that need would become.
Yeah, I mean, I think I knew how big the need was. I doubted my ability probably to actually get out there and make a real impact.
I hear that.
And it still isn't because of any of my ability. It's really because we've got an awesome community.
Yeah.
That has, once they became aware that this wasn't something that was covered, they have just done a great job at supporting us through either diaper drives or donations, so that we have been able to continue to expand our reach and help more and more babies to go from, like, the first month that we distributed diapers, I think we did 25 babies, and now we do 250, 275 babies every month.
That's a tenfold increase. That's got to be mind-boggling.
It's crazy to me. It is crazy to me, and they're not all the same babies every month.
Yeah.
You know, we see a lot of the families, they'll come in once, then you might not hear from them again, or, you know, they may come two or three times a year. It's not always an every month thing.
So are they people that just kind of need like a bridge, if you will, to get by, or are you finding that there are people that need that help, maybe a little more consistent help than that?
It's a mix of both. Okay. And so, like, our partners with the Regional Office of Education through the prenatal to three program, with those, they have the parent educators that are meeting with the families a couple times a month. So they get really in the trenches with the families, and those families are getting diapers month to month. Mm-hmm. And then we've got our walk-in locations where you might have the person that their car broke down and they had to pay the repair and they just need some diapers to get through to payday.
Sure.
That type of thing. So it's really a mix, and it's sort of mixed between our partner agencies, the ones that provide a lot of case management as opposed to the ones that provide the just the emergency assistance, like, you know, you need it right now.
Okay. So not only are you turning three, you're it's pretty much a big week for the diaper bank, right?
Yeah, it's Diaper Need Awareness Week.
Okay.
So this is just a week that we really try to nationally, all diaper banks across the country, just really put a focus on diaper need and that it's happening in our communities, and just raise awareness about it.
And it's not just you've kind of expanded a little bit to not just diapers that you distribute to moms in need, right?
Correct. We have, of course, the baby diapers. We have adult incontinence products.
Okay.
Because we believe in helping our seniors be able to continue to live their life as actively as they want to. And so we want to make sure they've got the products to do that. And we also have period supplies. So it's the fun thing. You didn't know you get to have somebody come talk about periods on your show. You don't do that every day, I'm sure.
Well, you know.
Yeah. But there are, I mean, when you start hearing stories about girls that have shoplifted pads or tampons, mm-hmm. and they're ending up in the court system, that is not something I'm okay with.
Sure.
You've got girls missing school because they don't have the resources at home, or they don't have the relationship where they can be talking to parents. And so they're saying they're sick so that they don't have to go to school because they don't have supplies. And if you've got women that are coming in and they've got babies, they're probably also having periods. Mm-hmm. And as moms, we tend to put our kids' needs in front of our own.
Sure.
And so we're going to get those diapers before we're going to. So we love that we're able to get those out, and it's just been received so well within the community, support, and women just being really thankful when they come in and have the opportunity to get some period supplies.
I have about a minute and a half left, so let me have you talk about ways the community can help. I know you've got pancakes on your mind this weekend, right?
We do. So Applebee's on Henderson, 8 to 10, come out, have pancakes
on
with
Saturday
us
morning.
On Saturday morning.
Okay.
It's $5. I mean, you get pancakes and you get to help babies. That I can't think of a better way to spend your Saturday morning. And then if anybody just wants to get involved with donating actual diapers to us, the More Than Moms group at Northwoods Church is doing a drive this week. And the church is accepting donations during their business hours the rest of this week.
So you'll accept, outside of that, you'll accept also diapers and monetary donations and things like that, right?
Yep. We take diapers, wipes, pads, tampons, adult incontinence products, and then we have great partnerships where we can take your dollar donation and we can multiply it because of some networks that we have where we can purchase at a deep discount.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how can folks get a hold of you, and what's another easy way that they can help?
So lovingbottoms.org is our website. So generally all our information's there. You can also check out our Facebook page. So just look for Loving Bottoms on Facebook and we'll pop right up. Monday night, we are going to be wrapping diapers and counting all these diapers from Northwoods Drive, that sort of thing. So that'll be at our warehouse, which is at 3021 West Main, right across from Farm King. We'll be there 6:30 Monday night if anybody wants to come volunteer and see what we do.
Many hands makes light work, right?
It does.
I think I almost got that out.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. I'm slowly expanding my vocabulary.
Get a job in radio.
It's a course. It's a long thing. Anyway. All right. Well, Leanne Porter, a founder of the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank based here in Galesburg, but serving a wide area of the region. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks for what you're doing for not just the community, but for the region. It's a very good thing, and we're very happy you're doing it.
Well, thank you for always being a great supporter and giving a platform for all us different not-for-profits to come in and share what we do. You're awesome.
We're very happy to, because you're awesome. Thanks, Leanne, again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Stay tuned. Kim Komando and Sports Straight Ahead as Galesburg's Evening News continues on this Wednesday night here at WGIL.